Dust off those mental cobwebs and try and remember the time before smartphones and tablet-sized computers literally invaded our lives. This Northern California man recalls...
Before cell phones and smartphones, I was out in the ocean diving and jogging and exercising and working on vehicles and a lot of other things.
Now you're taking care of your devices.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless you share your home with an entire IT department, you know the drill. Pick up your new smartphone, sync with your old smartphone, download your apps, update your existing apps, search for new apps, and just when you think all is up and running, up pops an error box, and your newly acquired device needs a group hug and lots of your time, and you haven't even checked your email yet.
These machines, especially now we can carry them around with us in the smartphone form, they're very, very attention-dragging. So they create, I think, a continuous stream of intervention in your lives.
Dr. Peter Weibrow is a psychiatrist who researches human behavior at UCLA.
They are like little infants because, of course, we are compelled by little infants too, aren't they? They smile, they scream, they stand up, they wander about. I mean, all this is novelty. The smartphone invades us, and it does create a priority outside of ourselves. The priorities are not being created inside.
These wonderful devices are wonderful so long as they help us. But when something goes wrong, the question becomes, who is the master and who is the slave? Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.